It's the decrease of Iman after Ramadan. How do we handle this decrease, Shaykh?
We all learn in schools, in physics, that in physics, the nature does not recognize something called empty. Emptiness does not really exist. Every container is somehow full. This glass was full of water. When I drink some, now it's three quarters full of water. And I cannot claim that the glass is three quarters full and the rest is empty. Because one quarter of this glass is also full, but full of air. Similarly, the heart is a vessel. If you fill it with Iman, it is full of Iman. The more the Iman decreases, something else is going to occupy that utensil, that vessel, that vehicle, which is the heart, which is, of course, the opposite. There are two things we need to clarify. First, which is Iman as the principle of faith and the fundamentals of belief for Muslims, which is belief in Allah and His messengers and His books, in the last day, the divine destiny, it's good and it's bad, and so on. And this kind of Iman should be fixed, and it's not a subject of increase or decrease at all. Because once you're a believer, you have to have 100% confidence that your faith is the truth. And it's not a subject of change, increase, nor decrease. But the Iman by the meaning obedience versus disobedience, trying to do what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, loving the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's a subject of increase and decrease. The Iman by the meaning that the tendency to stand up in prayer at night, to recite the Quran, to give any charity, to comply immediately with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to lower your gaze once you happen to see something that Allah prohibited for you to look at, immediate response to Allah's command by doing what He commanded and by abstaining from whatever He prohibited, that's a subject of increase and decrease. What increases the Iman, we lived the beautiful time of Ramadan. The environment was very inspiring. The recitation of the Quran, offering the Salah in Jama'ah, the night prayer, fasting, giving in a charity, shedding tears out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ad-du'a. So if we summon all those factors, those are the factors of increasing one's Iman in his heart. What the Ummah, the mainstream of the Ummah believe that the Iman by the meaning of the obedience is a subject of increase and decrease. It increases by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what decreases the Iman is disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the footsteps of ash-shaytan, one's whims and desires. By abstaining from whatever displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by making certain that you eat from lawful earning, by making sure that you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every regard and every respect, and you have daily duties of recitation of the Quran, or praying on time, or praying an-nawafil as much as you can, that definitely increases one's Iman.